Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is the opportunity for you to experience divine inspiration with DC Love and Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And here is the magical DC Love to tell you about herself.
Hello, Barbara. Happy Sunday. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love, still DC Love, or just DC Love, whichever you choose. A little bit about me. The reason I'm here presently with on radio is because I had an amazing sequence of events that got me to where I am today. It started with sugar cookies flying off of my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me, and I felt spirit sit on me, and I couldn't breathe, and I'm yelling, get off. Oh, my goodness, get off. So I had no other choice but to listen, and this propelled me to where I am today, here with you right now. It was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever, and I discovered that I have an amazingly strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I continue to serve. I did have a background in law enforcement, and I said, you know what, I'm hanging up my 357, but I do continue to serve now in a different way. I serve by using love instead. I offer angelic love. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma, and believe it or not, she actually threatened me at that time. And we've been together ever since. It's just been a crazy journey. It did take me quite a while to realize the connection I have with Joan. It's truly divine. She's left a door open. And those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has really given me, you know, the access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey's been anything but normal, but that's okay because I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here now to share, you know, my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. But long story short, I'm here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC.
Thanks, Barbara.
And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an energy upcycling healer, a DNA practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I'm sure there's something else, but isn't it? I can't remember what it is, so I'll let it go. My journey started when I was at a point in my life where I realized that I was not happy, that I had been living my life and working so hard to make everybody else happy, and I had never really done anything for me. And so I began on this wonderful journey that I'm on now. And by the way, now I am happy. And it led me to a deeper understanding of life, of myself, of what's actually important. And now I help other people to figure that out as well. And I've been gifted with the healing modality called energy upcycling, which helps you to easily and quickly release old beliefs and install new ones, so that you can begin to change your life right away. And that's also what the Dear Innate statements do. The energy upcycling is just a more intense, faster version, I guess, of just the plain Dear Innate statement. And I also work with divine beings, and lately it's been the goddess Ast, that's A-S-T, and she's amazing. So it's all about helping people to let go, just like I've been learning to let go. What I do on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And we are now ready to work with our callers. So our first caller is from area code 860. Hi, Lisa. Lisa, are you there?
Whoops, sorry, I had you on mute.
That's okay.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's why I'm calling, because I'm struggling through this day, because it's pretty meaningless without family.
Well, we're very blessed that you're part of our soul family, Lisa.
Thank you.
We're so happy that you called in and shared some of your birthday with us as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Lisa, you're such an amazing woman that you take care of so many. And the angels are showing me that it's like you're taking care of the entire world that's all around you. You're focusing on the needs of others, and you just do so many things for so many. And you bring such beautiful change. And I'm getting, bigger, and bigger things are coming for you. And they're going to be better, of course, as well. I'm also getting that you're trying too hard. You do need to relax a little bit if you can. And I'm getting that you're doing so much that it's like you're taking two steps back, hon, okay?
Okay.
You've got this beautiful energy, but you've got to learn to channel it a little bit differently, to do it properly. And I'm getting, the angels are standing by you. They want to help you to achieve your goals, okay? So this year, the year 2020, is going to be a year that you've really got to start focusing on Lisa, okay? And decide what it is you're wanting. Decide what is best for you, okay? I'm also getting, Lisa, you're so, I understand what's going on presently with you, but the outer concerns that you have, they're really distracting. And the angels are saying you've got to go within a little bit more and really focus on what you're needing as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I did, as you were coming in and Barbara was saying, Lisa, I actually did hear the word family. And the angels, they know about, your prayers and your concerns in regard to family, okay?
Yeah.
And they're asking that, all that you're holding on to that's not positive, anything that's bringing you stress, anything that's bringing you anxiety, please, breathe in, and then on the exhale, just breathe upward to heaven, Lisa, and release all that you've been holding on to that has been, so heavy and such a burden. Okay, and please, don't worry. Stop worrying. You've got to let go, and you've got to let God, hon, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, easier said than done. You know that.
Well, I do know that, but, you've got, when you let go and you're opening up for a divine solution, okay? And I'm also seeing, all these blessings are waiting to come your way. And you've got to, you've got to let go of all this heavier stuff and, make room for all the good stuff that wants to come your way. And all the good stuff wants to flow to you, Lisa, and just illuminate and inspire you for the beautiful, beautiful woman that you are. And I'm also getting the word abundance around you, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, focus on Lisa. You've got to love and value yourself more. And you've got to open your heart and open your mind to give as well, to give and receive love, okay? And accept all the, stuff that wants to come your way, Lisa, okay? And know that you're deserving of all that you're wanting.
Okay.
Okay. And, I see you as this beautiful, amazing, woman, but you're also an earth angel. And the angels are saying, you are amazing. You are, you know, you are a beautiful being of light. And Lisa, there's nothing about you that needs to be changed. There's nothing that needs to be fixed, okay?
Okay.
Well, others, like I feel the love and the light that you, you know, that you give off. You're amazing. It's the warmth, the love is so beautiful. Okay? So don't be afraid just to be Lisa, okay? And allow the world to really, you know, to connect with you. And in regard to, you know, the stuff that's weighing heavily upon your mind now, you know, you've got to trust in divine timing, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, don't try to control things. You've got to allow the angels to come in and help you, okay, Lisa? And I know, it is hard. The angels are going to help you to be strong, to do what needs to be done, hon, okay? And I see Archangel Michael, you know, standing near you, and he's on the one side, and then I see Archangel Raphael as well. Okay, so got a beautiful divine support team with you to help you through whatever you're going through, hon. Okay.
Okay.
The other thing that I'm seeing is you're not. I'm getting like you're not emotional. You're not emotionally complete presently. Beautiful dreams, you know, of the life that you want to live, you know, and the angels want to help you with everything that you're desiring, Lisa, okay? You deserve to, you know, to have that beautiful life, okay? And I'm getting, you know, don't give up on things because you have the ability, you know, to have that life that you've been desiring, okay?
Okay.
Turn you over to Barbara. You do need a little bit of healing because you're holding on to a lot of sadness. You're holding on, you know, which is understandable. There's anxiety. There's so many things that you know, that we want to help you to just, like, to let go of today and be lighter to start this beautiful, you know, birth year off in a different way, okay? And we love you, Lisa. I'm going to invite Barbara in now. God bless you, hon, and happy birthday. Barbara?
Okay, Lisa. So one of the first things I'm getting is, do you sell the blankets that you make?
No.
You need to start selling them. Because you take those blankets and you add so much love to them that they're not just blankets anymore. I'm actually getting this. They're Lisa's blankets of love. Because when people touch them, they feel the love. So guidance is saying, start selling the blanket. And they know you so well, they're saying, and don't sell them cheap. Because these blankets are filled with this beautiful energy. The energy of you and the energy of Mother Mary. And the energy of Jesus. Okay, so, and then there's several others whose energy is also in these blankets. So when people are buying these blankets, they're not just buying something that's going to keep them warm. They're buying something that's going to keep them loved. So they want you to sell the blankets, and the price that I'm getting is $100, so I'm just telling you what they're telling me. Look into that. Seriously, look into that. Because with all of the work that you do in creating these beautiful blankets, you deserve to be rewarded. And it will in no way diminish the energy connected with the blanket. Because apparently there's a little part of you that's saying, if I sell them, that commercializes them, and then that doesn't make them as blah, 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 blah. And they're saying that's not true. So, work on that. All right. Now, let's see what else they want to say. So this is the time of your new beginning. This is your birthday. This is a new you that is coming forth for this year. So embrace that new you. Embrace that new you. Embrace that new you. And let go of all of that old energy, all of those worries, all of those doubts, all of those oh, if onlys. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. You don't need any of that. That's you not living in the moment. Because in this moment, you are loved. You are so loved. You have so many people who love you so much. And when you think about family, we don't want you to just think about family that comes from your bloodline. We want you to think about your family of love. We want you to think about the impact that you've had on so many people, the love that you have shared, the love that you have reminded people of, the love that you have brought back into people's lives. This is your family. Let that love come to you now. Open up to receiving love. We know that that sounds incredibly simple, but it's not, because you tend not to receive love. And we want you to start letting yourself receive love. Letting yourself receive love. Letting yourself receive love. Right now in this moment, we are sending you so much love. And you are deflecting most of it. Open your heart. It's okay. Receive. Okay, let yourself feel the love that is there for you. We want you to take a nice deep breath. Just let the love in. And another nice deep breath. Let the love in. And you may begin to feel it tingling in your fingers and toes. And you're opening your heart more and more and more. And bringing to you just a fraction of the love that is out there for you. This is just a small little sampling of the love that is already there for you right now. In this moment, and we want you to open and allow all of the birthday love. Ah, there's so much. Hundreds and hundreds of people are sending you birthday love. Let yourself receive it, and you'll find that there's no reason to feel sad about anything. You are so loved. You are so connected. Let yourself receive. Let yourself receive. Let yourself receive. There. How does that feel?
Much better. Thank you.
And this is you just receiving maybe 10% of what we are sending to you. Think about
that.
You're only allowing in 10%. If you allowed in the other 90%, imagine how wonderful your life would be. Start allowing the love. Allow the love. Allow the love.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are love. You truly are loved. Okay, They're going to keep working on you, woman. They're going to get more love inside of you, whether you like it or not. So just relax and accept and enjoy, because you really are.
I'm getting that, you know, try to maybe watch like a comedy movie or something. Watch something funny.
Okay.
Okay, because I watched last night Sister Act.
Love that.
And then I watched Sister Act 2, and I couldn't stop laughing. It was hysterical. You know, I hadn't seen them in a while, and to watch them again after like such a long time, they were just amazing. But I feel like you need a little bit of laughter, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you both. God bless you.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you both. God bless you.
Okay. And Lisa is still saying, open up to the love, open up to the love, open up to the love. So open up to the love.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see if the computer will let me mute. So far, it's not letting me mute.
I think we're filling ourselves with the love that Lisa has here. It's just over to everyone else.
Apparently so. All right, Lisa, mute yourself. And we will go to our next caller. And it is, let's see if they'll bring him in. It's Nathaniel, if he can get in here. I love this computer. I love this computer. I love this computer. All right. I'm reloading the page. Let's see if that'll help. So far, it's not doing a darn thing.
Goodness. Well, I feel like we're connected. You know, I was talking about the movie with Whoopi Goldberg, the Sister Act and Sister Act 2, and her higher self is connecting with Lisa and sending her love, you know, that sending her, like, just, like, bunches and bunches of love. And she, you know, she sends herself love because, you know, she loves and she respects herself because she thinks she's kind of cool, and she thinks Lisa's kind of cool, too.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah. And she's laughing at us, Barbara, because when I start, you know, telling a little bit about me and, you know, I say normal is overrated, she said, you're right, DC. It's nothing more than a cyclone washing machine.
That, and I agree that normal is overrated. Okay.
It is. It is so overrated.
Muted Lisa. Let's see if it'll open Nathaniel. There he is, Nathaniel.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello,
great.
Nathaniel.
Hello, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, you know, we were talking about love, Nathaniel, but I'm getting a different kind of love. I'm getting possibly soulmate love for you. Are you looking for love?
Yes, I am, and I've heard of, you know, quite a few people tell me that I'm going to be meeting someone close or soon.
Yeah.
I may have already met her. Someone said it might be an air sign, and I know an air sign, but I don't know. You know, so I don't know if it's this girl named Jenny I know, but it could be somebody else.
Well, I it's going to be beautiful. It's going to have like a beautiful spiritual aspect to this, you know, beautiful love. Okay.
That's great.
And I think it's going to be here to really help you to fulfill your life's purpose, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
You know, so I really do feel it's beautiful, and I was just, you know, I'm getting like soul love, you know. So you've got to make sure, you know, while you're waiting, that you're really loving yourself first, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and, you know, just do things that you would do for someone that you love. You know, do those same things for Nathaniel, okay?
Uh-huh.
Show yourself that beautiful self-love and, you know your worth. And just, you know, just love yourself first and make sure you make a list of all the good qualities you want that person to have, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just envision, like, all the good, you know, the beautiful times you're going to have together. And every day you have to affirm for yourself, I am love, I am light, and I value, and I honor myself. And the more that you love and value yourself, Nathaniel, the easier and the faster that love will come your way. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So the angels want to help you to see yourself through the eyes of the divine, because you don't see yourself and you don't value yourself the way they do. Okay?
Yeah.
You are this beautiful being, again, of light and love, and you have so many wonderful qualities, Nathaniel. So you've got to honor and value yourself because you are truly unique, okay? And just know that you are worthy of the love, you know, that you're wanting, okay? And as you're connecting with us, Nathaniel, you know, you call in for the readings and everything, which is beautiful, the messages from the angels. Are you noticing that your intuitive side is growing?
Yeah, that's probably been the whole experience of this, I think. You know, I think I can, you know, can really, you know, feel the angels and, you know, ascended masters and, you know, I could feel stuff around me, you know, so.
You're like this. Caterpillar that's transformed into this beautiful butterfly, Nathaniel. And it's time to show yourself off to the world to, you know, to use that talent that you have and allow yourself to go forward on that beautiful path. And I feel, you know, like this is the beginning of like 2020, and it's going to start off really well for you. As early, I believe, as like next month, in the month of February, things are going to really start happening for you, Nathaniel.
I should be going back to work in a couple of weeks because,
right.
You know, I had this chemotherapy port taken out a couple of days ago.
Yes, yes.
So I'm on the mend from that. And
okay,
you know,
beautiful.
And so, you know, they could get me back to work earlier, but I know the doctor wrote me off till the 6th or so. So
all right.
I'm just going to kind of try to write it out and tell them, you know, I'm going to come back on the
6th. Yeah, it's not that far.
What?
Definitely. It's not that far off. You know,
yeah.
it's only a few days. But you've got to surrender any need to control anything, okay? You know, you've got to let go. You've got to let God and just release and have trust that everything is happening as it should, okay? And just, you know, when you do, you know, let go and you let God, you're going to let go of the anxiety that you're holding on to, and you're going to surrender and know that everything is going to happen the way it's supposed to happen, with God in charge, and it'll happen during divine timing, okay?
Okay.
So just take care of you and, you know, do things that you like to do and connect with your joy. And I do feel, you know, that with your energy at times, you just maybe are a little bit more sensitive, that you feel like different energy from others, and at times it's a little bit scary. Okay, I feel there's like a little bit of fear around that. Okay? And, you know, just envision yourself, and as you're walking, Archangel Michael is walking with you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about that, and trust your intuitive side a little bit more. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And just walk down that beautiful path, Nathaniel. But you've got to trust. And walk in faith, you're going to see that these doorways are going to be opening, and they're just for you, Nathaniel. Okay.
Uh huh.
So. Surrender any fear, any worry. Don't worry about controlling things. Don't, you know that everything is happening for you in divine timing, and just, you know, be thankful. You know, every morning, you know, put your gratitude list, a few things each day, and that helps to, you know, to make your blessings grow, Nathaniel. Okay, and we're blessed that you call in. We're just so happy to have you with us.
You know, I go to sleep about 10, but I wake up about 3 or 4 sometimes, and I can't get back to sleep. And that's kind of the thing. I don't know if it's, you know, just meant for me to have a quiet time, a little meditation time or something, but it's kind of frustrating.
You've been asked, if you need a little bit more sleep, ask Archangel Raphael to come in and help you with that before you go to bed.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm just getting, like, even in regard to health, things are turning out very positive for you, okay? So just enjoy the couple days that you have to yourself, Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enjoy them. And I am getting, you know, like the person that you're going to meet, it could lead to something really beautiful, okay?
Well, that's it really couldn't be better than, you know, thanks.
It sounds really beautiful, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
But I'm getting something that you've been thinking about. I'm getting, you know, it could change maybe 2 weeks or 2 months, okay? And it's going to be a change for the better. And just,
what,
you know,
does that mean? Is that a move or a job change or something? Or what?
It could be a couple, you know, different things, Nathaniel. And I'm getting, like, good news is coming, okay?
The news is
I feel
what?
Like good news is coming your way. So I feel like things are changing on all fronts for you, okay?
That's super.
So you're going to relax a little bit more. You're not going to be stressed. You're not going to be worrying about things.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's super.
Well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you do need a little bit of healing so that you can relax, to let go, to let God, and get ready for all the good stuff that's coming in your way in so many different areas, Nathaniel. Okay?
Hey, Super DC, I really appreciate all your intuitive insight from the angels and everyone.
Well, God bless you. And you have a woman in spirit that is just with you. She's been watching over you as well, Nathaniel.
Oh, is that you don't know, I wasn't sure if that's Adrian that come by, my mom, or him, or...
She has, like, a lighter hair, and I don't know, to me it looks blonde.
It's Adrian. It's amazing. She was 5 years younger than me, but I think she might have died of colon cancer a couple years ago, I heard. So somebody told me
she is watching over you, honey. She does not want you to worry, honey, okay?
Yeah. Well, thank you, DC.
Oh, you're so welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel, the first thing I'm getting is that when you wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, have a pen and paper handy and ask, is there any message that you want to give to me? And if you start getting one, go ahead and write it down. And then once you receive it, turn off the light, lay down, and see if you go back to sleep.
Okay, we'll try that.
And let's see, what else do I want to say to you? Okay, here is the goddess asked, and she has a message for you. Okay. You are also one of those people who does not really receive love. You don't believe that you actually deserve it. You don't think that you've proven yourself enough for people to actually love you. And this is totally not true. You are so very, very loved. And we want you to start opening up to love. And this does include the love of that special someone who's coming into your life, but it is also love in general. We are opening your heart now, tearing down some of the walls, some of the protection, the restrictions that you have placed there so that you can feel the love. So take a nice deep breath. Feel the love that is flowing into you now. And this is the love that is coming to you from all of those beautiful people whose lives you have touched over the years. This is the love that is just naturally there for you. You don't have to do anything in order to deserve it. It's already yours. there is nothing that you have to do except receive. So we are opening you up so that you can allow yourself to receive your love. This is your gift. Please accept it. Please allow it into your life. And you will find that it will bring changes even more quickly. It will bring miracles. It will bring all that you desire. It is there for you now. Accept the love. Accept the love. Please, Nathaniel, accept the love. Okay, how do you feel?
Spectacular. I'm really glad I called in. I was kind of feeling depressed earlier and a little lonesome. And it sure cheered me up today.
Good. And if you want to just, you know, sit back, relax, and just say, I accept the love and just let it all flow to you, you'll be amazed. You really will. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, ladies. You're the best.
Thank you. We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 503. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. It's Dawn.
Well, hello, Dawn. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, always happy to hear your voice.
So what is going on in your life today?
Well, I would love, maybe I should tell you mine to see what you say, but the follow-up from Friday morning was, when you said, I think changes are coming your way, you said it, and I went, uh-oh. we had a few hours together, and we had some fun going to different places, and then we really left on kind of a rough emotional note and started talking about really real things, but it was super late at night, and there's just a lot up. So, you know, he's in a real uncertain place as far as job, as far as he gave notice he's moving out. And I thought, oh, great, you can move in. And he's like, no way. That's not appropriate. And then he thought a lot of my ideas about future were unrealistic. And he's in this, like, super... I'm like, well, of course they're not realistic, because if I lived my life in complete reality, I would not have the building that I have, I would not have the life that I have, and I would not have the magic in life that I have. So I don't want to give you a bunch of story, but yeah, there were some things that were said that I was like, oh. And I was feeling pretty down last night and this morning, and I kind of lifted myself up for the church services thing over, and then I talked to Leanne for an hour and a half. It was awesome. And I know she's coming on, but she may not be on yet. So, and I actually invited him, so funny, because he's in New York, and I invited him to the call. I don't think he's on, but he could be. I don't think he is, but he could be.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, funny. Yeah, he's being funny on text right now, too, but, you know. But he pretty much just said, no, you should, like, live your life. Your parents would have probably died within the next 5 years. You should be there, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, whoa. Like, this is, like, I need to live my life, like, according to my compass, and to, you know, I've lived so much of it for other people, and I need to live it for me. So, I mean, not just me, that sounds totally selfish, but, like, you know, and my son and everyone else, but, like, I need to do the right thing. Like, I want my heart's desire. Okay, there we go. I'm shutting it now. Sock in mouth. Your turn.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Dawn, this is DC, and you know what? You deserve what you're wanting. You truly do, okay? And you have the ability to manifest what you're wanting as well. And at this time, like, this is the time that, like, there's so much more beautiful, positive energy around you. I don't know if you're feeling it, but that beautiful energy is there at this time.
Cool.
So just putting out what you want, only what you're wanting. Don't think about, like, all the stuff you don't want, just the good stuff. And you know, you're a healer, right? You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an amazing healer, Dawn. You're not only a healer, you're an amazing healer. And the way that you're able to heal, you could heal yourself and others, is you have the ability to heal with the power of love and your beautiful heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that energy on yourself and then, you know, extend it outward. And spread that beautiful energy all over the place, Dawn. Okay? And you believe in yourself. Okay? And this is a time where you're, you know, you're learning, you're growing, you're experiencing, you know, different things. And that's a good thing, okay? Don't be afraid. But just like I said, focus only on what you're wanting, okay? And sometimes, you know, it's time to just, like, you know, think about, you know, what works, what doesn't work. I'm also getting, there's something like a pattern. I'm hearing the word pattern, okay? Just watch that you're not focusing on one specific, you know, aspect of, you know, of things between you and he, okay? Okay, and I'm getting, you know, give it time. Is he more so of a traditional person, a conventional person?
In some respects, absolutely. And in
okay,
because
he has
no
values in regards to, like, you know, to having a relationship.
Like, he pays for every meal, and his
right.
dad was more of a traditional, like, you know, he works and the mom stays home. And yet he
right.
grew up listening to astrology and deep spiritual readings. And, like, so it's kind of this conundrum. Like, I kept wondering, how did you happen? And he has just such an amazing, rich history that's so, like, he has a very strong sense of morals and ethics, and he wants to contribute to the world being a better place. And yet, yeah, there are these, like, kind of traditional, like, and he very much gets hooked into guilt and obligation, almost, I want to say.
Okay.
Not obligation, but, well, I'm saying that in the sense of what he was saying to me, like, look, you should spend the rest of your life while your parents are living nearby because they might die. I'm like, well, that's really morbid. And yeah, they are older, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of them passes in the next 5 years. But I've been here for a decade, and I would love to continue to be here. But if we talked about the opportunity, I don't know. I just, like, some of that place. He also just lost his father a year and a half ago, and he doesn't, so that part of that's coming probably from there. I don't know.
Wow. And I don't know, like, I'm just getting, like, trust issues. There's, like, something with trust here.
Yeah.
But I'm just
or
yeah, like, I don't know if it's you or he, but I'm getting, like, there is, like, something, like, with, like, the trust issues, okay? I mean, the relationship does have potential to grow and go further.
Mm-hmm.
It does have it, okay? And I feel like, you know, he does, like, the way he sees you and stuff, I do feel like, you know, I'm getting the word equality. Like, he sees you, you know, equally, okay? But I'm also getting, there's, like, another side of him. He doesn't, I don't know, like, his emotions don't come out. I'm seeing, like, emotions, but they're not coming out, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And he's not based on money. He doesn't feel like money brings happiness, okay? Mm-hmm. As you were saying, like, about the conventional. So for him, it's not about money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting to, like, it's sort of like, you know, family, a secure home, life, you know, different things like that he finds fulfilling, you know?
Well, and the irony is he... You know, I asked him just on Friday, like, well, what is it that you're, you know, what do you want? Like, do you want to get married? And not with him and I, but just like in general, like, are you wanting to be married? Do you want to have kids? Or do you want to have kids? He's like, well, I feel like I've missed the boat on that. You're only 42. Like,
right. And you're doing a good job. You're controlling, like, any issues that are, like, presently on the table there, because you have to, you know? I mean, that's a good thing, that you're asking questions, you know?
I mean, I think he's scared, too. You know, he's known my brother for 20 years. He's known my dad for 20 years, and so he brought that up, and I think he doesn't want to mess up his friendship. This is all, like, oh, come on, geez, like, we have our own relationship, and look, but you know, it's a little unusual, and I think it's actually really sweet that my family has known him peripherally 20 years ago.
Right.
You know.
Well, I do get, you know, what you're saying, and you've got to. If you want to, you know, see this relationship, you know, really go forward and develop nicely, just think about all the good stuff that you're wanting. You have a beautiful chemistry there.
Yeah.
You know, the chemistry is there, yeah. So, I mean, that could be for him, it could be good or bad, because the chemistry can scare him a little bit as well, you know.
Hmm.
But, I mean, this relationship, it can thrive. If you both give it a fair, honest chance, and you both work at it,
mm-hmm.
you can all the stuff that needs to be, you know, to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you're willing to, you know, do whatever you have to do, Dawn. I really do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's beautiful love there. There are areas that have to be, you know, brought up and discussed, you know, so that you guys
mm-hmm.
can go and have that relationship, you know, that you're wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at this time, like, I'm not getting a clear answer if it's going to, you know, if it's going to work out or not, because, you know, you both have free will, and it's, you know, how much work you both are going to willingly put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you're willing to do your part, and I'm not, you know, I'm not sure, if, you know, if he is, okay? So there are, like I said, there are obstacles that need to be, you know, to be brought up, okay? But I am getting, you know, that you are going to have the love that you're desiring. I know that much. That's what the angels are showing me, that you will have the love that you're looking for. Can it be with him? It can if he's willing to work like you're willing to work, okay?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So, you know, just do your part and you know, see where, you know, how far he's willing to go. Okay, because I just feel like the angels are showing me, like, a little bit of a bumpy ride, hon, okay? It's not going to be all smooth, okay? There's going to be a little
mm-hmm.
bit of discomfort. There's going to be, you know, a little bit more effort needed. And if you guys are both willing to do that, it's going to be worth it, okay? I do
mm-hmm.
feel for him there's a little bit of confusion on his part. And for him, like, he's not as clear as you are. I feel like he's struggling a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like, you know, this is going to bring about change that is needed. Okay, and you're going to be very patient. I see you being very patient towards him. So
yeah.
On your end, I see that it does have the potential to go forward and be what you want it to be. Okay, but like I said, I'm not sure if he's willing to do that as, you know, with this time, you know, that we're connecting. I'm not sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting there's someone that really wants to help you in regard to these circumstances. So I don't know, you know, if it's a close friend, but I just feel like someone's going to be there to really help you through this. Okay? And, you know, just allow. Like I said, if he's the one that you're supposed to be with and if he's willing to go, you know, if he's willing to put in the effort, he can be that person. Okay? So I'm not, like I said, that's all I can give you. I can't give you, like, a clearer picture because I'm not sure how far he's willing to go. I mean,
yeah.
I know that you're going to put effort into it, and the angels have already shown me that, you know. So I'm not sure, you know, like, I know, like, there's confusion on his part as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how far, you know, like, how far he wants to go to get where, you know, like, to get where you are, okay? But it, like
mm-hmm.
you said, before it gets better, it might hit a rough patch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that rough patch is going to be something that's needed to bring about the change that has to be there as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I do think there's a good chance that it's going to work out wonderfully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah.
Just, you know, seeing what you're wanting, okay? Just be honest. And you've got to trust, you know, that the relationship can and will go in the direction you want it to. Okay. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. I do feel like there's a little bit of healing needed, hon. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Don. God bless you, hon. It's going to be fine. Smile. The angels are saying, please smile. My goodness, smile. Barbara.
Okay. Okay, Don. All right. The first thing I'm getting is that you need to do a healing, and in that healing, it'll be you and him. I don't know how open he is to healing. I don't know if you want to just talk to his higher self or if you can talk to him in particular. And it would be nice if he was there and you could actually, you know, hold his hands while you're doing it or whatever, but he doesn't have to be. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a healing of the energy around relationships.
Mm.
And that's something that you both need to do some clearing work on. When you mentioned his father, I could feel that some of what he is going through is connected with his father and his feeling that he has to be, it's almost like he has to be faithful to what his father believed.
Mm.
And so in that way, he's not allowing himself to just be who he is. Okay, so the goddess asked, of course, would like to come forth and talk with you and help you to clear up some stuff with you right now. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
I knew you would be. Okay, here she is. So we want you to just take a nice deep breath. Just take a nice deep breath. Breathe in and just let it all go. Sometimes you get so caught up in these beliefs about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen and is this going to work and blah, 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 blah. And we don't want you there. We don't want you there. We don't want you there. It has nothing to do with you. You are creating what you truly desire, and what you truly desire is an amazing relationship with an amazing man. And you have an amazing man, and you guys have an amazing relationship, so let it become more. Just let go. let go of all of his doubts and all of his fears because you've taken them on, and that's not your energy, and we're clearing it out now. Anything that's not yours, you don't need, you don't need, you don't need. Oh, you know it does no good, so let it go. And start seeing him through the eyes of love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see him, send him love. And that's it. Don't send him anything else. Just love. And don't think of love as being insignificant, because it is the most powerful energy in existence. So you are sending him power.
Mm-hmm.
You are sending him clarity. You are sending him understanding. You are sending him the courage to change. The courage to let go of his beliefs about he's too old and this has to happen and that has to happen. And as the man, he has to do this and he has to do that and blah, blah, blah. We're clearing all of that energy out of you. That's not anything you need. You know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are. Use the gifts that you have to send him love, to connect with him on that higher level, to open your heart more as you are helping him to open his heart more. He does truly desire to be with you. He truly does. But he's expecting his logical brain to figure out how this is all going to work, and it's not going to come from his brain. You know that. We know that, but he doesn't know that. So give him the space to find himself.
Mm-hmm.
And just love him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how does that feel?
Better. Yeah.
And I don't know if he believes in crystals or has anything to do with them, but I'm seeing you giving him rose quartz, but you are doing a ritual where you are clearing it and then filling it with unconditional love and then giving it to him. So he'd be open to that. Go ahead and do that. And let
I've already I just brought him crystals this weekend, and he's actually, this one is actually more of a, I'm lending it to him, but it's a huge crystal that's a quartz with green tourmaline. It's a wand, and it's like 6 inches long, and it's beautiful. So he's been using that. So he gave me the book of the Bible of crystals for Christmas. So he's totally open to it. He gave me the 2020 Wee Moon calendar. And, I mean, he's so intuitive and so, like, we have so many levels. He's open to it. But he kind of grew up with a lot of that stuff.
Well, good.
He's also got a very much a researcher, scholarly traditional but non-traditional. He's in of many things. <It's> so funny.
<Okay. laughs>
Yeah.
Well, you know. Just...
So rose quartz. Love. Beautiful.
All right. So you say in the energy of love. Don't take on his energy. You know that.
Right. I know I need to be patient with him. This is such a huge period for him, like between leaving his current home, not, and then his job, and there's a lot that he's it's scary for him, but
and Dawn, Ginger's
right,
honey. My dog Ginger's coming in. Joan and she are sitting there having a conversation. Okay? And Ginger's saying, just tell him I'm here for you. You know, he is confused, saying, you know, I'm here for you. And, you know, I feel like he's going to feel like a lot better. He's going to find that and happiness. You know, and just let things, you know, go forward at a nice, like at a nice pace.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I think he'll feel better if you just say, you know, we're going to, you know, I'm here for you. That's okay. We're just, you know, and just create like, you know, like a space for him to let you know what he's feeling as well. It's sort of like you're creating room for the two of you to grow together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jen, you're going to be lucky in love. She's saying, you know, you've got to just you know, get through the rough patch. Get through this rough patch, okay?
Mhm. Yeah, I feel like that's right on, and I feel like I need to be patient and just be compassionate with him right now.
Right.
Because it's a lot for him, and I mean, if I have so much more stability, if you will, in my whole situation right now than he does. And he's someone who needs probably more stability than I do.
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys, you've got the chemistry. It's just that he needs like a little bit like of sort of almost like peace in the relationship. Like he's got to feel that. You know, that he's got to feel the contentment, the peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this is a beautiful relationship. He's just got to realize that. You know, and just allow him, you know, the space to make good choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've got it together. You have got it together. But he's just, like you said, there is like some confusion and a little worry, a little fear, you know. So if you just be open with him, you know, and just tell him. There's no reason, you know, there's really no reason to worry, you know.
Okay. Right.
So I feel like he is, he's afraid, he's worried, there's fear, you know, and he's like the self-talk to himself. He scares himself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, take it slow and just be the beautiful person that you are, you know?
Thank you.
Because he's making it like he's making a simple situation complex, you know? And it doesn't have to be.
Uh-huh.
Is money a problem between the two of you? Is that like a sore spot?
Well, I wouldn't say so. I mean, we each have our challenges. You know, I have
right.
a huge student loan debt, and he does too, but his are going to be gone in 5 years as long as he can stay on this public student or whatever public service loan forgiveness program. Mine is, you know, I've been paying on it for 15 years and it's still got another 20. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. But
I'm not even thinking it's
know.
Like that much. I'm sort of thinking it's more or less about like, you know, both of you making money, you know, and
it's funny. He just brought up the idea when I brought up the idea of, well, you know, if you did get a job south, you know, I can't leave my practice immediately, but, you know, within a year, you know, I think I could actually have it to where it's got the stability and the, you know, I mean, everything is just coming together toward that, whether or not I was here. I mean, it is in process of stabilizing, and with other practitioners coming in that are fabulous.
Right.
But, you know, when I mentioned that, he thought I was off my rocker to think I could do it in a year. And then and then he said, and if we were down there, you know, we'd need a two-person income, and yours would just be paying for that building. I'm like, well, and he's like, what would you do? I'm like, oh, well, so there, I guess there might be some steps around money, but we hadn't really talked about it much before.
Because I feel like it's almost like Ginger's showing me, like, two sticks are being rubbed together, and, you know, they're just starting to catch. You know what I'm saying? That's something that you really, you know, have to talk about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I mean, it's just like something that's worrying him, you know, the aspects of the money.
Right. It might be like, I don't know. I mean, we haven't, we haven't talked about, I mean, that's a little bit further down. I mean,
right.
It just doesn't,
right.
It hasn't felt appropriate to talk about yet. Like if we were to be like a family and, you know, I know that he's had a certain level of income and he's wanted that income, but now he doesn't know if he might be taking a job that might be half or less than half of, I don't see that
right.
happening, but if it's good, he'd have huge concerns about being able to, like certainly be able to pay for a family and to be able, I mean, it's one thing to take me out to dinner every couple of weeks. It's another thing to be paying for everything.
Right.
You know?
Oh, definitely. Okay, well, Barbara, do you have anything in regard to, like, the monetary issues here? Barbara, are you muted?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
But you should have heard me anyway. No. They're just saying that that's part of what needs to be cleared up. That's part of the energy of the relationship. So
yeah, I mean, I don't have the expectation to pay for everything. That's not. I enjoy being of service, and I enjoy. I mean, I would never want to just sit around and I wouldn't be content doing nothing. But I also would love, for the first time in 15 years, to have a little bit of space to be able to focus on writing a book or creating content or, you know, stuff that I need time to do and that wouldn't necessarily immediately bring in money. At the same time, I'm going to be, you know, either locally here. I mean, if I'm here, I'll continue to be in the business here. If I'm non-locally, I'll still be spending time managing it. So both of those things would take my time. And why can't there be more than enough income coming in from my current business, even if I'm non-local, to contribute to the family? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of possibilities.
Yes. So you want to say, you're innate, I can afford my life.
I can afford my life.
Yeah.
I can also, yeah, I mean, there are things that I can do remotely, too. That's like a newer business for me, but it's something that I've had people reach out to me to do and that I know that I'm going to be doing. So, you know, there's lots of ways for me to contribute to a family and still potentially, yeah. So, but yeah, all of that would need to be talked about. So,
okay.
But I don't want to rush it. I feel like that's kind of rushing him. Maybe that's where he kind of prickled. But on the other hand, I feel like I need to be honest and talk about this stuff. So,
well, and you just do what you are guided to do, and then he will see that your life works.
Mm-hmm.
So you can teach him
okay.
that way by by living what he's thinking, well, isn't possible. If he sees you living it, then it becomes possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and they're saying, don't forget to have fun.
Ah, thank you. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, it's going to continue to be fun, so just enjoy the experience, okay?
Yes. Okay. Love you both. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, they have to remind us that life is fun. Life is fun. All right, let's go to Helena.
Hi, you guys. I'm calling in for messages and healing. Hi, and the noise is kind of big in here, so I can mute myself while you're talking.
I don't really hear any noise.
Oh, good, good.
You can hear
either,
Helena.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, are you trying to stay positive, Helena, and saying positive affirmations?
Trying. Keywords.
Because they really do help. And, Helena, just even if it's one or two things in the morning that, you know, that you're positive about, saying, you know, say an affirmation, because I'm getting, like, big, beautiful changes. Okay?
Okay.
And it's... The change is good. I know the change is very, very good. So you've got to sound it, and you know, get up in the morning and okay, because it is something.
You
know,
you see you breaking up, honey.
Okay, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, just have faith because, like I said. Helena, like you went through a crazy time and everything, but this is the light at the end of the tunnel. And all you have to do is look at it. There's something better on the other side waiting.
Okay.
Stay positive. Things are getting better, whether you can see it like right now or not. They are getting better. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to believe that. Okay?
Okay.
And it's like, you know, You're being handed this, you know, palette of paints, and the canvas is sitting there on this beautiful easel, and it's up to you. What do you want to, you know, what do you want to paint into your life?
Okay.
You, like, not written, but it's really, you know, something that's happiness and abundance and, you know, change, you know, be, oh, it could change the rest of your life. So this time is up to you. Okay?
All right. You're still breaking up a bit.
Okay. You've got to stay positive and know that, you know, like, first it's over. It's behind you. Okay. All the good is waiting.
All right.
And I'm getting you've got to be a little bit more grounded, though. I feel like you're just like, almost like I could see you walking. It's almost like your feet aren't even touching the ground. You have to ground. Ground
okay.
It into your spine. You feel better. Okay?
Okay.
You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in, you know, in the divine time that it's supposed to. But it's going to be beautiful. You've got to be a little bit more patient, stay positive, and trust, Helena. Trust that the universe has this beautiful plan, and it's that plan is going to bring you nothing but happiness. Okay?
Okay,
so you don't have to go crazy. You don't have to rush to do anything. You've got to, you know, be waiting for this to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking care of, stop worrying, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You do need a little bit of healing, hon, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Too, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. First is a dear innate statement. Dear innate, I only see what I desire.
Dear Nate, I only see what I desire.
Okay, good. So that gives you permission to actually see the good in it and not to see what's wrong or to feel overwhelmed by what's wrong. Okay, so here is the goddess asked to give you the message and the healing that you are supposed to be getting right now. Here she is. Okay.
Thank you.
We want you to breathe. And we know breathing sometimes is not that easy for you, but we want you to breathe anyway. We want you to breathe like you have the amazing ability to take the deepest breath possible. We want you to start being who you truly are. And who you truly are is someone that is amazing, is a bright and shining light to the world, who is helping to change this planet into a Garden of Eden for everyone who lives here. You are someone who has come here to help to create this beautiful earth, to take her back, no, not back, more forward into her beauty. And you are learning to do that by taking yourself forward into your own beauty. You are reflecting what you desire. Please let yourself focus on the good things, on the beauty, on the health, on all of the wonderful things in life. Even if you feel that they're not in your life, let yourself focus on them anyway. This opens you up to actually receiving them. Because as long as you are telling yourself you don't have them, then you're not going to get them. Instead, let yourself be who you truly desire to be. And this is a complete shift in the way that you think, and we understand that, and we are helping you as much as we possibly can. So please, let go. And right now we are opening you up to love. Like we have said to some of the other callers, you guys don't really let love in. So we are opening your heart right now. And we are allowing more and more love into your life. And love is the most powerful force in creation.
Mm-hmm.
And love creates miracles. So allow yourself to receive love. Let go of the doubts, let go of the fears. Just allow yourself to receive love. And if your brain is saying, well, I can't receive more than just a teaspoon of love, okay, allow yourself to receive a teaspoon of love if that's all you feel like you can receive. And then give yourself permission to open up to more. Acknowledge where you are and give yourself permission to expand. We can feel the changes happening within you as we speak, as you are opening up more and more and more to love. And this is truly life-changing for you. Open up. Open up. Open up, open up, open up. Let that be your new mantra. I am open. I am open. I am open. We are with you, and all is well. Trust and be open to love. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And there is a tremendous amount of love around you, so please open up and let it in. Seriously.
Okay.
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 All righty. We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
later.
Thank you both. All right,
welcome,
lots of love.
Sweetie. Same to you. And received it, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and we are going to our last caller, and this caller is from area code 757.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm okay.
Just okay?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call. I think I called a little minute ago talking about my husband and I, and we are just, I don't know what's going to happen with us. But we're going to a therapist. I think I had a little mini breakthrough last night with him, but we're going to a therapist tomorrow. We have gone to a therapist, and he's going by himself first. And I'm just, and this guy is a male, and I'm hoping that the male therapist will rub, you know, open his eyes. I don't know. What can you guys tell me about my marriage? Is it going to last, or is it, am I going to be disappointed again? Hoping that this therapist is going to be, you know, good. Like, I have a good feeling about him. And actually about the therapy, I have a little, you know, good feeling about it, but, you know, I don't know.
It's a great start, hon. This is DC. That's a great start. Stay positive. Send that positive healing energy, you know,
right.
for this relationship, okay? And
I'm sorry.
I'm getting, you've got to watch your emotions, okay?
Right.
I mean, this is, like, what's going on now is difficult, but it could actually help you guys to really have something lasting, okay? Because I feel what the angels are showing me is that, like, right now it seems like it's almost like where the relationship had it didn't have enough of focus. It was sort of, like, haphazard in a way, okay? There's, like, burden. I feel like burden with this relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you guys have to honestly be able to communicate with each other.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I feel like either you or he, one of you feel like you're shouldering like all of the, you know, all like, you know, the responsibility of the relationship. Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, either you or he feel like you're, you know, you're holding on and you're doing like more than you should. Like you feel like, I don't know if it's you or he, but I'm getting, like, one of you feel like you're just, like, you're trying to do, you're doing all the work for the relationship is what I'm getting.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've done all the work for the relationship. Well, he may feel like that because, you know, he's doing what I'm asking. You know, I guess we're going to counseling, and he wants to go.
Well, that's
he says.
The thing, because it could help him to verbalize. So that, you know, you both can move forward and you could be more supportive of each other.
Mhm.
Okay.
Right.
And I don't know, like I don't know if it's you or he again. Like one of you feels like, you know, like you don't have any control over, you know,
me.
In the relation. Okay.
Well, I feel like I don't have any control because of the circumstances. You know,
right.
I feel like he doesn't have control over himself.
Okay.
Because the problem has been repetitive. Like, the same thing is happening. The same thing is happening. And it's like, why? What are you looking for?
Right.
And I have been here and, you know, and present in our relationship. And you made me think it was me that was going crazy, but you were doing dirt. And
it
caught up with him. And he thought he wasn't going to catch up with them. He was actually working out of town and for 6 months. I found out stuff back in 2015 up into 2018. And I'm just finding out about all of this stuff like four or five months ago.
Okay.
And it's just overwhelming, the things
right.
that he was just doing,
you know, like you've got to, if you want to, you know, have the work, again, you've got to have open communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, like each of you has to put in equally the time and the effort.
He works a
really
lot.
Really help. Yeah. Okay. Because I feel like one of you was not ready to commit fully to doing that. And
what do you mean?
Well, I'm just kidding. Like, one of you is not all in right now and like, really, you know, working towards this. But you guys have a great potential to really, you know, to make this good, you know. Whatever's missing, you could bring that, you know, into the relationship again.
Right.
And
but
have,
the thing
you
know, is.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but the thing is, I don't know what that is because I'm blindsided, you know. I feel like that I'm just sitting here. I'm not working right now. He's working like from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., you know. And
the angels are saying be careful because at times you focus on only what's missing in the relationship. Okay, so you've got to see what you have that is good there. And this is going to help you to have perspective of the relationship. Okay?
Will
to,
I be disappointed?
To really appreciate what the good part is. You know, not
mm-hmm.
what's missing. Like, not he's working and he's not. You've got to just, like, start focusing on all the good that the relationship has there. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay? It's sort of seeing everything, like, as clearly as you could. Okay? I'm getting compromises needed. Okay? And to really be able to speak clearly and honestly with each other as well.
Right.
You know, you
right.
guys do need that open communication. And you've got to be able to
mm-hmm.
express yourself in a positive way.
Right.
And I feel like there's a little uncertainty on your part as well. You're not sure exactly what you want from him, okay? So... maybe, like, when he starts counseling, and maybe you could join in, like, the sessions or, you know, do both of you do separately. But I'm getting, you know, there are, like, a couple things here that are going, you know, they're going to need some work on both of your, you know, ends, you know?
Right, like what?
Well, like working through all the problems, okay?
Right, mm-hmm. Okay.
And like you said, like... to have what you both want, it's going to take compromise, okay?
Okay. Do you feel like that he's willing to?
I'm not sure at this point. I'm saying if he is, you know, it could, you know, it could still bond and be really nice, you know?
What do you mean? You don't feel like that he's not there?
But I don't know. Like, did he start the counseling? Like, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no,
he
has. Like, we have started, like, we went together, and then the counselor's
okay.
like, you know what, the next step is I want to see you and by yourself
right.
and then see me. So he wants to see him, and he was like,
yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to make you admit everything. And so
okay, well,
he has told.
There's, like, uncertainty mm-hmm. presently, you know, like, with all of this. So just take your time with it, okay? The two of you just have to take your time.
Right. Okay. I can try to do that. Like you said, control my emotions.
And you know, and you, like, here with us, like, we do have you with us. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You need a little bit of healing. But the angels are saying keep going. You know, don't stop right now. Just keep going. Okay?
Okay. So it's going to be okay. Like, you feel like that my marriage, I'm not going to be disappointed again if I work on my marriage and go through this.
I mean, it takes the two of you. If you're willing to work at it, he's got to work at it too. But I feel like it has a good chance. But you both have to do some, you know, 50-50 relationship, honey. Okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we have you with us. So Barbara's going to help you to heal. Okay? And that's going to make, mm-hmm. you know, a big difference as well.
Okay.
Hey, Barbara?
Okay, so here is the goddess asked to work with you. one of the important parts of this relationship is that you actually come back to yourself, that you actually begin to trust yourself. There is a part of you that is blaming yourself for everything that has happened and saying, if you had been a better wife, if you had paid more attention, if you had whatever, then this wouldn't have happened and everything would have been fine. And we want you to let that part go. We want you to let go of the need to blame anyone. Just let it go. You don't need to blame. It's not about blame. It's not about guilt. It's not about shame. It's not about punishment. It's about recognizing this opportunity for you to start being you. You are not just a wife. You are a woman. And you have so much capability. You really are incredible, and you know that. You have done incredible things in your life. It's time to accept that and to start doing incredible things again simply because it is right for you. It's time for you to live your life. And yes, living your life allows you to be in a relationship and to have that relationship work, but it also means that if that relationship isn't there, you are still living your life. You are still standing in your power. You are still loving yourself. And that is what you need to come back to. That is what is most important for you right now. It's not about him. It's about you. It's about you. So we are clearing you of all of those little nagging beliefs about yourself, about what you did wrong, about how this didn't work and how it was your fault and how you can't forgive yourself. And we are clearing all of that out of you, just taking it all away because you don't need it. And we are leaving you with the clarity of what is important to you, the clarity that will allow you to move forward. And if you want to go out and work, then you will have a clear vision of what it is you want to do. And you will find the job that matches who you are and provides you with more than enough income so that you can live your life. It's not about him, it's about you. We are bringing you back into your power. We are bringing you back into acceptance of yourself. We are bringing you back into knowing who you are. We are bringing you back into loving you. And as you are standing in your power and in your love and in the knowing that you deserve the best possible life, then whatever he does, you will be fine. And that is what is important. Okay, so she cleared up a bunch of stuff in you. How does that feel?
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
I said she cleared up a bunch of stuff in you. How does that feel?
Enlightening. Just some heaviness kind of lifted a little bit. But you know, I don't blame myself for this. I just wanted to say that I don't blame myself for this. I blame him. You know, I don't want to, like you said, I don't want to blame anybody though. You know, that's my thing. Like that's what I want not to do because it's going to cause like anger. You know.
Right.
So.
Right.
Right.
Well,
so
she was
but I don't blame
the blame.
Myself.
So
right.
it doesn't matter whose blame it was. She's removing the blame. So it's gone.
Okay.
So you can let that go. And you can decide what it is you want to do for you.
Right.
And then do it.
Do
what's right
for
you. Okay?
I am.
And as long as you are doing that, then you are moving forward. Because you need to be in your power. That's important for you.
Yeah, I do. I just want, you know, I mean, I know that has to happen either way, either if I'm with him or even, you know, if I'm not, you know.
Exactly.
That's just
yeah.
how I have to get myself together mentally, because I have
yeah.
been all over, like, I've been, you know, just sad and down. But we had a discussion last night, and, you know, I feel like we had some type of breakthrough, and I feel like we have something to talk about as far as why he had such anger issues and, you know, drinking and things like that. I think that, you know, he'll be able to talk to the counselor, and we'll, you know, he'll be able to get through some things, hopefully, you know. And then I guess go from there. I don't know.
Yeah, let the counselor do the counselor's work. It's not your job.
Right.
Let the counselor do what you are paying the counselor to do. And you work only on you.
Right. Do you guys feel a connection between us and this counselor? He's a male. And because I don't want to have a counselor.
I
you know, you
feel
go to
that
the counselor, you're not.
There is a potential for a lot of growth, a lot of understanding to come out of this relationship with this counselor. So, yeah, there's some potential there. So just
okay.
let the counselor do their job. You don't do it
right.
for them.
I just don't want, to, you know, any manipulative things going on with him, you know, because I feel like he's a narcissist.
And you know, he may be, but you married him, and
right.
this is the relationship that
it.
You have. Yeah,
I
but now you
it.
Are going to
yeah.
make your life better. And if that
right.
better means he's part of it, that's fine. If that better means he's not part of it, that's fine, too. Either way,
mm-hmm.
it's about you
Either way.
Living your
mm-hmm.
life. Okay?
You're right. You're right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. I will. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, DC, we are done for today.
Awesome. My goodness. What a beautiful show, Barbara.
Yes, it has been wonderful. All right, everyone. We will be back on Tuesday unless something weird happens, but we never know if weird things are going to happen until they do. So... we'll see how it goes.
Awesome, Barbara. That is so, that's very awesome.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.